You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs that diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it, that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
has been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thanks.
Guess what? I don't hear anything. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, Life in a New Light. I like that slogan, Life in a New Light.
Yeah.
Good slogan.
I like the spacey sounds in it with it, too. I like it. It's pretty cool there, Chris.
Well, you know I try.
Yeah, man.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Hey, folks, anytime you miss a show, you can always go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to me about anything, if you have a PSA or something, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. They're all there, over 200 shows. Right now, we're going to listen to a little bit from my co-host, David Hildebrand. He's going to do his thing. David, you going to do your thing?
Yeah, I've got some juggling I was going to do, which is really big for radio. That way you can't tell when I screw up so badly.
It's going to be a Dave Hildebrand special?
Exactly. I'm going to juggle some eggs, some swords.
Two songs in this segment. Let's get them in.
There you go. I'm going to do a couple really fast ones then. See, well, no. I won't. I like to boogie right across the floor. I like to do it to you until you holler for more. I like to reggae, but you're too fast for me. I like to play guitar, but you can make me sing. So boogie on, reggae woman, what's wrong with me? Boogie on, reggae woman, well, don't do. I like to be the low, so deep in love. I like to make love, baby, under the stars above. Oh, yes, I said, I like to people know so deep in love. I like to make love, darling, under the stars above. What's wrong with you? Boogie on, reggae woman, know what you're trying to do. Deep in love. All right.
have some Stevie Wonder there for you with my own little soul twist to it. You like that, okay, Chris?
You did pretty good. I was trying to get in with you.
I was hoping you would, actually, but I know you got other things. He's juggling tape and doing all kinds of stuff right back there.
Okay.
That's all I got. Song?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got time.
We have time.
Really?
Another song by Dave.
Okay, well, let me think here. All right, I know what I'm going to do. That was Stevie. Now I'm going to do something almost current there, Chris. Don't fall over when you hear this.
All right. Saturday morning, jumped out of bed.
Come on now.
To my best suit. In the car, raced like a jet, just to get to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my hand, to ask you a question, because I know you're an old-fashioned man. Ooh, yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, I need to know. You know you never give your blessing till the day I die. Of love, my friend, the answer is no. So why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? So why you gotta be so rude? I gotta marry you anyway, to marry that girl. No matter what you say, marry that girl. We'll have a family, marry that girl. No matter what you say, marry that girl. Ooh, yeah, yeah. All right, come on now. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Love it, I leave it, you give me no choice. I can't live without her. Boy, you and your sailor, boys will be boys. They're at the altar, and then we'll run away to another galaxy now, yeah. You know she loved me. She go anywhere I go. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, I need to know. You know you never give the blessing till the day I die. Tough love, my friend, the answer is no. So why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? So why you gotta be so rude? Marry her anyway, marry that girl. No matter what you say, marry that girl. We'll have a family, marry that girl. No matter what you say, marry that girl. Yeah, yeah. Ooh. All right, come on now. Ooh.
Sing the song, we don't have long.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
We're going to go to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight. at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer. If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Shaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
When Gary was diagnosed with macular degeneration, he could no longer see his grandchildren and he had to step down from his job. Fortunately, he discovered a new technology, eSight. eSight is a revolutionary and clinically validated assistive technology that dramatically enhances vision for people living with vision loss. If you or a loved one are living with vision loss, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to see if eSight could be a fit for you. Share that you heard about eSight from the Blind and Beyond radio show for a special 25% discount off of your home trial, only available until February 28th, 2020. Again, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to schedule an at-home trial today.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We are live from Orlando, and you're listening to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Right now, Lynn.
Yes, okay.
Bring on our guest.
Moving right along, we'd like to welcome our first, or actually our second guest caller tonight. We'd like to welcome for the first time Mr. Barry Asman. And Barry is the founding partner of the Low Vision Shop outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
Barry, you there?
Hello, Barry. Welcome.
Barry, you there?
Hi, Barry.
Barry.
How are you, Michael? How are you, Lynn?
How you doing?
Very well, thank you. And meet David, our co-host.
Hey, Barry, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Guys, I want to thank you so much for having me on this evening.
It's our
pleasure.
It's
a real honor to be on your show.
Our pleasure, Dave, Barry.
Sounds like you got such cool stuff. I'm anxious to hear about it myself.
Yeah, we've got some really cool devices. You know, we've put together a really unique line of technology that really, you know, is something that, you know, is able to help individuals out. And so we're very selective as far as which devices we will take on and represent. And, you know, we are doing our best to bring the latest and greatest technology to the low vision and blind community. So it, you know, sometimes when we're dealing with new technology, it doesn't always fit everyone's lifestyle. So, you know, we have to be careful and make sure that all of these, you know, devices, that they actually help out individual. And of course, and they fit within a person's lifestyle. So, it's a great time for low vision and blind technology.
So Barry, you actually have, in addition to selling online, you also have a store?
Yes. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Yes. So we created, so if anyone is in the Baltimore area, and I should say really, if you're in the Northeast,
right.
We put together a store, a full showroom, where individuals can walk in without an appointment, where people can come in, try out devices. If you're coming in, you want to try out some new technology, we provide complimentary demonstrations of all of our wearables and even for our simple, you know, handheld magnifiers. So we have a great store. It's fully accessible, and we'd love to have everyone come by.
Sounds like it might be well worth a trip, even if you're not planning on going up there, just to, you know, be able to have all that, all those products in one place is really rare. So,
all right, was it downtown Baltimore?
So we're located about 15 minutes from downtown Baltimore. We are in Timonium, Maryland, which is really at the intersection, if you want to call it, of 695, which is the Baltimore Beltway, and I-83.
Okay.
So we have people that will come in from the Washington, D.C. area, Northern Virginia, Southern Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. We have people that, you know, are visiting on a daily basis from all around the Northeast. Because there's nothing like this that really exists. And so when we put this together, we launched this last year. We're coming up on our first anniversary next month. And when people come in, they are just really like, wow, like this actually exists. They can't believe it. So, you know, we specifically put this together because we realize that it doesn't exist. And by having an opportunity to come in and to literally, you know, touch, see, feel, and explore, it makes the most sense.
Well, Barry, since you're new to the show, just out of curiosity, what got you interested in even opening such a store? Do you know people that are blind, or do you have vision problems?
Okay. That's a great question. So we have a sister company. It's called Low Vision Specialists of Maryland and Virginia. So I grew up in an eye care family. My father, Dr. Thomas Asman, is our senior low vision specialist. And I got involved in the low vision and blind communities just under 6 years ago. So I do still spend time at Low Vision Specialists of Maryland, Virginia, but I am very much so committed to continuing to build and grow the low vision shop. And so I quickly learned after that learning curve, as far as, you know, understanding what it means to live with sight loss, physically seeing what people are going through on a daily basis, living with conditions like macular degeneration, how they are struggling. And I've made it my passion now. It's really transformed my life because I literally eat, sleep, and breathe low vision and blindness. And I've really made it my number one goal to do everything in my power to be able to go out and educate, to create awareness, and to work with new technology that will help out as many people as possible. It means a lot to me, and it's very close to me as well.
It sounds like it. And there are so many tools that can really, you know, even the playing field for getting jobs and stuff now, and you guys can make such a huge difference in people's independence. So,
yeah, 100%. And that's what it's all about. And you mentioned the key word, tools. So what we hear from patients, from our clients that come in, that, you know, they're looking for, you know, everyone's at a different stage when it comes to these conditions. Whether you're living with low vision or, you know, 100% blindness, you know, there's different blindness comes in different shades. And so, you know, there's no cookie cutter solution for, you know, every single person. So it's we like to provide a very personalized approach to each person that comes in, again, whether they're coming in just for a simple handheld magnifier or they're coming in for wearable technology or anything in between, like video magnifiers. You know, we like to work one-on-one and try to find out what's going to be the best solution that's going to be able to give them that optimum sight and to allow them to perform the tasks that they are trying to perform. So it's a lot of meticulous care. And, you know, we spend a lot of time with anyone that comes in. There is no time limit. You know, it's all about finding that right tool so people can have those tools in their toolbox and utilize them at the right time.
Well, the technology is moving along so quickly. And I had no idea that some of these devices even existed. But when I just came in here this evening, Michael was telling me that you've got a cane that lights up, and I think some kind of a cell phone with
the blind shell.
Yeah, the blind shell. Can you tell us a little bit about those two particularly? I'm interested in.
Yeah. So the first one, I thank you for taking the time to look at our devices and our products, and again, we're very selective in what we offer. And we recently launched the LED mobility cane. It comes in three different sizes, and basically it's a foldable cane, and when it's fully extended or even when it's folded up, the last segment, so if it's a four-part cane, the last, you know, one quarter, the bottom quarter is fully lit up and is an LED light. And so it is really, it's bright. It creates a lot of awareness for not just for someone with low vision, but for other people in, let's say, a person's path. So let's say they're standing at a corner. It creates attention for somebody, maybe for a driver, that they will be able to be noticed. If they're walking with in a pathway where there's other people there, it will be able to, again, differentiate and have them stand out. And, of course, if someone has a little bit and has some remaining sight, it will help them out in being able to, let's say, maybe open up, you know, insert the key into their door to be able to, maybe if they can help them read it a little bit, whatever it may be, it's going to provide some extra illumination. So it's a great, great new tool, and we're really excited to be able to offer this one-of-a-kind mobility cane. And
it sounds very helpful, especially for people that could be in your path, because, when I first heard about it, I was thinking, you know, how is this going to be useful? But I have ran into so many times where I'm using proper cane technique, a normal cane, very visible. People just are oblivious, and they need, I almost feel like you need to come out with a cane with lights and a siren, maybe, might be next.
Right. It's so true. And I walk with people all the time, whether I'm walking around New York City sometimes, or even in Baltimore, or even in D.C., Northern Virginia, and I'm walking around with colleagues, you know, with their who have mobility, and it really amazes me to see how many people completely ignore the mobility cane. It bothers me when that happens. So, you know, we felt that this would be a great tool to give to people living with low vision or blindness that will be able to create a greater awareness of their presence. And that's really what it's all about. And it's how can we find tools to improve quality of life and create, you know, greater independence. And that, moving on to the next device, we recently launched this amazing new cell phone. It's called the Blind Shell. It comes in two different colors. It comes in midnight black and cardinal red. And by the way, the cardinal red is definitely number one when it comes to popularity, definitely a lot more popular. And the whole purpose of the Blind Shell phone was to create a simple phone. It's a very smart phone, but it's not your typical smartphone. There's no swiping. There are really no apps that you're opening up. The screen is not, touch. The screen, though, I will say, has, the ability to create multiple, high contrast backgrounds. The numbers, when you dial a number, it calls out the number. You can have the ability to convert a speech to text, to send a text message, to send an email. And so, again, the phone was specifically designed actually by individuals with sight loss. It was created specifically for the sight loss community to be able to, have a simple phone. You have tactile keyboard as far as the numbers, which I think is really important. So, be able to know where you are on that keyboard. Everyone knows the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, pound, and of course, star. And it's just created to offer a simple solution. We find that many individuals have a lot of difficulty, or even sometimes scared to operate a regular a smartphone.
Sure.
And so this is just a great alternate solution.
And can you use that on most carriers?
Great question. So it's the phone. It operates on a GSM network. So what that means here in the United States, the two primary cellular networks are AT&T and T-Mobile. But if you have a plan with a cellular network that uses a SIM card, then the likelihood is about 99.9% chance it's going to work with it. So it uses a SIM card. And that's what you could do. You just take, buy the phone, pop your SIM card in, and 1, 2, 3, you're on your way.
Man, that sounds like a great device. Let me tell you, I do a lot of research on that because here locally we've got the Lighthouse of Central Florida, and there's a lot of folks that they have iPhone classes, but a lot of people simply cannot pick up
that swiping business.
And personally, I'm good at it. I would still love to have a phone that has buttons.
Well, David and Barry, we have to say goodnight. So before we say goodnight officially, can you please give everybody the contact information?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. And we'll talk to you again.
Yeah. Absolutely. Again, it's thelowvisionshop.com, thelowvisionshop.com, thelowvisionshop.com. Mm-hmm. Website is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you want to call, we accept phone calls as well. We'd love to hear from you. The best number to call is 410-431-2020. Once again, it's 410-431-2020. And if you're in the area, in the Baltimore area, we'd love to see you. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And, of course, online 24/7. I just want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come on your show. And
well, thank you. We love having you. And don't forget, you can visit online on our website.
Right. Everything is there.
Everything is there on our website. The phone number and all the other information is there.
What a great service, man.
I was just going to say, I can tell. I feel it. He really cares.
Yeah.
That's important.
I'm excited about it, man.
We are super passionate in helping people out. And that's what this is all about. So, again, thank you so much for your time to bring me on the show. Michael, Lynn, David, I wish you a wonderful evening.
And, you too, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you
well.
Again. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Looking
for coming
forward.
On board. Yeah, thank you.
You're
welcome.
We'll have to have him back.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah. At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Hartford. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this 4-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Don't forget to look us up on the web. If you miss any part of the show or you want to say something, check us out on the web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We have a guest on the line, Lynn.
All right, yes. Well, we'd like to welcome another guest caller for the first time this evening. Welcome to Clayton Freck. And Clayton is the CEO and founder of Angel City Sports out in California.
Welcome, Clayton.
Welcome.
Hey, Clayton.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Wow. Great to have you, man.
Absolutely. This is really exciting. So tell us.
Tell us, Clayton, about what you folks do there in California.
Who wants to know what we want to know?
What you folks do in California?
Well, you know, the weather's beautiful out here. It's always sunny. It's usually around 70 degrees. I mean, what's there not to like about it?
There you go.
There you go. Get you outdoors.
So tell us how this all began, Angel City Sports.
Sure. So Angel City Sports was not in my career plans. Let me just tell you that. I wasn't thinking about a career in sports. I certainly wasn't thinking about a career in anything related to disability until my oldest son, Ezra, was born about 14, almost 15 years ago. And he was born with some limb differences. So he was missing his left knee and fibula on the left side. He had a little foot, but it wouldn't have wouldn't have reached the ground and, you know, been able to bear weight. And then he only had one finger on his left hand. So, you know, we had a lot of medical stuff to work through. We amputated the lower leg. We transplanted that toe, one of the big toe from his foot, after we amputated to his left hand. So he got a second finger for opposition, which is, right, amazing. And so, you know, my wife and I, you know, at the time, were kind of thrust into this world and had a lot of questions about, you know, how's life going to be for this child. You know, in his case, everything else checked out fine. He's a beautiful little boy and just didn't have all of his parts. And so really been just trying to figure out how do we optimize his journey in his life, right, and make sure he gets the most out of every opportunity in front of him. And he turned into they come out of the chute and they're programmed, right? And he always loved sports. It was sort of his thing. And even like when he was little, ball was his first word. It wasn't mom or dad, right? And I remember he knew how to count by twos first watching Laker games before he learned how to count by ones, which
wow.
is just the funniest thing. And as an amputee, he was very athletic. He had a running blade, you know, when he was 4 years old. And so he could kind of keep up with the able-bodied kids, you know, through most of grade school. And he was in fifth grade. This is seven years ago. Even younger than that, I took him 7 years ago, 2013, I took him to the Endeavor Games, which is a big Paralympic competition in Oklahoma. You know, we're in Los Angeles, so I'm flying halfway across the country to Tornado Alley in tornado season to do Paralympic sports, and it just sort of hit me. I don't know if any of you have had that, like, lightning bolt moment, right, where you saw a clearer path for yourself in your life, and that was the moment for me. It was like, okay, I'm the only family, you know, we're the only people from California here. This is an incredible community, an incredible event. What about everybody else that can't, you know, afford the time or doesn't have the resources to fly across the country just to learn about sports, right? This is just like an introductory thing for us. So I was on a mission. I literally was obsessed from that moment on and started building a volunteer team to figure out how do we recreate what they had done in Los Angeles for, right, this, you know, we have big 20 million people within a two-hour drive of me here in L.A., and
sure.
Let's figure this out. I got weather, I got facilities, I got people, you know, and so fast forward 2 years later in 2015, we hosted the first Angel City Games, which is the main thing I want to, you know, talk about today,
yeah,
but we're doing a lot
that.
Else. And now we've been growing. We're the largest event of its kind in the country. The games are. We'll do 100 days of sports programming throughout the year. So multiple clinics per weekend now. And we have a ton of equipment. If you're spinal cord injury and you're in a chair, we've got racing
but
chairs.
But you do have games for blind folks, right?
Say it again?
I said you do have games for blind folks.
Absolutely. Yeah, many of our sports are accessible to the blind and visually impaired. So things like swimming and archery and track and field. We just did our first goalball clinic recently. with our partners at Wayfinder Family Services, and the games, which, you know, we're kind of mostly promoting through you guys, we've created a whole program for the blind and visually impaired within the game. So we're offering 9 Paralympic sports for have a clinic and a competition, but 4 of them are appropriate and for the visually impaired, and then there's going to be a bunch of other sports just sort of happening in our experience zone as well. And so we're really just excited to get the word out and make sure the blind and VI community knows that they're more than welcome. And in fact, we just can't wait to have as many athletes that are interested. And, you know, whether they're new, learning, weekend warriors, elites, we'll take them all, right? This is an event for everybody, all
what
ages.
What ages are you talking about? What ages are we talking about?
All ages, literally. We have 1 and 2 year olds, 3, 4, 5 that do toddler games, and we'll get them introduced to some of these sports. I've had 60, 70, 75-year-old folks compete in swimming and archery and various events. So we literally we're recreating the Paralympic Games, but for all ages, all ability, all skill levels.
And they're welcome to come from all over the country.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So we drew last year from 36 states.
Wow.
We have some funding if people can't afford to come out. So we have some grants that we can offer. You have to apply for it, but we can help people with either housing and airfare if they really need it.
Wow, this is amazing.
We're trying to create this, you know, really like a massive gathering of this community, because if we can get everybody together, you guys know this, the community can heal itself, right? If someone needs a friend or a mentor or a coach or just a little pat on the back, the community will do that if we can get everybody to the same place.
And just being able to experience some of these sports is a great great possibility in its own, because a lot of people, a lot of blind people just don't realize it's something they can do. Some people would love it. Once they realize that it's something that's a possibility for them.
When does this all start occurring? For the blind and visually impaired people that are listening.
So anybody that's in Southern California are willing to drive into Southern California. We have clinics literally almost every weekend of the year, so they can find us online or on social media and see what we're doing. For the big event, the games, it's June 18th to the 21st, so it's the first weekend of summer at UCLA. So we avoid graduation, but then we also avoid the start of all the summer camps and summer school and stuff. So we're kind of right in that perfect spot for UCLA. And so we kind of take over the campus, right? Like, there's not that much going on. So we're at a world-class school, doing all these amazing sports. And then, you know, we do special events every night. We bring celebrities out like Adam Sandler, Christian Bale, have come out, you know, Christian Bale's come out, you know, the last few years. So it's a lot of fun. You know, it's L.A. You never know who you might meet.
They're all out there, so you could have a star-studded event.
Yes, sir.
I want to sign up for the archery. That sounds like that would be fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
But practicing at home might be a problem, though. I have to find a good place to practice.
I don't know about that, Dave.
Yeah,
Clay.
It's a good way to get to know your neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I think I might have shot something over in your yard by mistake.
It was my foot.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Clayton, Chris here. How you doing this evening?
Doing well.
Listen, what's your most challenging aspect that you have doing sports? Do you have enough? What I'm asking is, do you have enough people to help facilitate with so many people, with the fluctuation of people that come in?
It's amazing how many people.
Well, it's a great question. And so, listen, as a nonprofit, when someone says, "What's your greatest challenge?" Right, you're supposed to say fundraising, right? Like, that's what you should say. In our case, I like to say it's athletes. It's finding athletes, because people in the United States don't really know about adaptive and Paralympic sports, right? They don't really know these sports exist. They get what we do confused with Special Olympics, which is for intellectual cognitive disability. It's not for, you know, someone that's blind. It's not for somebody who's an amputee like my son Ezra, right? It's just not, it's not our thing. And so, but that confusion exists. And so it's a really challenging to find people that want to, right, learn and participate in any of these sports. So that's our biggest thing, is just getting the word out, right? And I would say my peers, others that are running the programs around the country, would all say the same thing. Like, we'll figure out how to take care of the numbers if we can get the numbers up, right? We'll find more volunteers. We'll find more, you know, facility partners. I'll solve the operational, right, challenges of providing the programming, right, if we can find the athletes. And again, you know, we're all ages, all abilities, really trying to create a very fun, friendly, accessible place for people to get started in their journey in sport. And, you know, listen, my son made the Paralympic track team last year as a 14-year-old, and he's
wonderful.
Highly likely to go to the Tokyo Paralympics in track.
Oh,
and
my
he could be in medal contention as a 15-year-old, which is astounding.
Aren't you proud?
I'm very proud. But, like, most people aren't going to make it that far in sport, and that's fine, right? You should still enjoy the benefits of sport and being together, and obviously the health and the even the mental benefits, right, of just getting out and playing, right? So that is challenge number one for me. It's getting the word out, finding the athletes, so our programming is full, and I can go to my sponsors and go, I need more money, right? Or my donors, I need more money. I got to build more programming.
Okay. Well, Clayton, that's we're going to really have great. To say goodnight. Really the great. Show is almost over, but we really look forward to having you back very soon.
We have to have you
very
back.
Soon.
We're
going to
be spreading the word, that's for sure.
We'll have you back very soon in March.
We'll have to have you back.
You guys are amazing. We really appreciate the support, and maybe you guys can come out for the game.
Wow.
So twist my arm, man.
Give everybody the website.
It's just www.angelcitysports.com. org, and you can find out about our clinics and the games and everything there.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for all you do there,
my friend.
Everything's
on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Up there. Angel is up there, right, hon?
Yes.
Congratulations and continued success out there.
I'll talk to you in a couple of
You're doing
weeks.
Good things.
Thank you for your support, guys.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Sounds like a break.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goal ball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
When Gary was diagnosed with macular degeneration, he could no longer see his grandchildren and he had to step down from his job. Fortunately, he discovered a new technology, eSight. eSight is a revolutionary and clinically validated assistive technology that dramatically enhances vision for people living with vision loss. If you or a loved one are living with vision loss, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to see if eSight could be a fit for you. Share that you heard about eSight from the Blind and Beyond radio show for a special 25% discount off of your home trial, only available until February 28th, 2020. Again, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to schedule an at-home trial today.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And don't forget, well, next week you can call in, try to make a call. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680.
Put that number aside in your little black book.
I have to say something.
David, I want to thank you so much for coming on board, and you were great with your violin.
Oh, thank you.
His violin.
wait a minute. You didn't get that out there, our listeners? It wasn't a violin. It was his guitar.
What? And by the way, I just got a text from one of our favorite listeners. David, guess who?
Who?
Greg Lindberg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Greg was listening.
We were just talking about you. And he said the last guest was fantastic.
Yeah, we were talking about you.
You better go to L.A., Greg.
We were just talking about you. That's you, Jeff.
They got something good going on out there.
I'm glad Greg was listening.
Wonderful. Me too. We take back all the bad things we said about you, Greg. No, I'm kidding. he's a great guy.
Call in next week, Greg. I heard a little birdie told us about your new gig. So call back next week.
And yeah, I want to know about that.
All right. Well, we have to say goodnight very shortly. Oh, my show wrap up. I was so busy talking about Greg. Okie dokie. So join us next week, same time, same place. And guest co-host Todd LaFlame from Lighthouse Central Florida will be joining us in the studio.
Really?
I have to remind him, but Todd, yes, he's scheduled.
I know Todd.
And Dr. Andy Rosenfarb, founder of AccuVision.
Ooh.
And also Abdul Razak Ali will be calling it in again for Qatar Doha with updates from Bonacle, the Braille reader.
Ask Todd about his trip to New Orleans. I want to know about that.
Definitely, we will. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So, David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Brenda, thanks for telling him to bring the guitar.
And thanks for everybody for listening, calling in, the loyal supporters, and you who just happened to stumble across us. We love you, too. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night, Michael.
Lynn, thank you very much for bringing me here. I appreciate it
so much.
You're
welcome. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Great job, as always.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
We are so glad to have you.
Stay well.
Wouldn't be the same without
you. God bless you all. Don't forget, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Same place, same time. God bless you all. Good night. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.